Hello?
Hello. We are conducting a survey to help better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone else who answers the survey. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Huh?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Oh, female.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1963.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Well, what is your race?
Black.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Hopeful, but very dissatisfied right now.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Good.
Below is a list of which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia. You may select up to three. Homelessness, jobs, and the economy. Inflation and the cost of living. Healthcare, crime, and public safety. The cost of housing and rent. Corruption in the city government. Gun violence. City service like trash pickup, public transportation, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, public school funding. And you may choose up to three.
Gun violence, crime, and homelessness.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very favorable. 5 means that you feel neutral. 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. Depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The Philadelphia City Council. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Since it's the beginning, I'll say a 5.
The Philadelphia Police Department?
Right now, it's a 5.
A police commissioner, Kevin Bethel.
When you believe you can succeed?
He's trying. For 7?
The district attorney, Larry Kreshner.
Maybe 4.
SEPTA.
Since I haven't taken it in a while, I don't know. But from what I've heard, that's about a 4-2.
Mayor Sherelle Parker?
About an 8.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
That's about a 7.
Council member Kenyatta Johnson?
He's about a 7.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
About 7 or 8.
you. From the options I have, do you want me to mark down 7 or 8, ma'am?
You can put down 8.
Okay. What about your local police department?
Mine?
Yes, your local police department officers.
Put a 5, because I don't know.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job Cheryl Parker is handling, her job as mayor of Philadelphia? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
She has good ideas. Right now, I'm saying strongly approve.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree, or strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10. Your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. Excuse me?
I had to turn the TV down. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10. Your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. Where 10 means that you highly satisfied, 5 meaning that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, 0 meaning that you're highly dissatisfied with the issues in your neighborhood. And you may select any number between 0 and 10. The cost of rent from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Oh, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Oh, 0 to 10. I put 3. That's way too high.
Access to affordable housing from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
A 5, because I don't know.
Access to public transportation.
I agree.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose, ma'am?
9.
9?
Yes.
Public safety from 0 to 10?
Better 1.
The quality of education in public schools.
That's about 5.
The availability of good paying jobs.
Let's put 5 for that.
The condition of park, recreation centers, and community facilities.
That's a 3.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
It's getting better, so let's put that as 6.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
It's getting better.
Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you can rely, get ahead?
Falling behind the cost of living.
Below is a list of goods or services the Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Public transportation, utilities, gas, electricity and internet, gas, paying down debt, healthcare, including prescription drugs, recreation and entertainment, child care, education, groceries, rent, personal care.
Electricity, gas, and trying to think what that F was.
I have paying down debt, health care, including the prescription drugs.
Health care. That was it. Health care.
And thank you for your patience. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month?
Maybe a few times a month in my neighborhood. No, not very much. Happens.
And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Too little.
Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or planning to take in immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. Much safer, somewhat safer.
Much safer.
Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers. Create 10 new community outreach positions and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Yeah, somewhat safer.
Okay. What about close the open air drug market in Kensington?
Yeah.
A much
very
safer,
safe.
Somewhat? Okay.
Very safe.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, businesses, districts, and libraries.
Yes, that would make me feel safer.
A much safer or somewhat safer?
Somewhat safer.
Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safer.
In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently? In your own words.
Just recently she had State of the Union, State of the City address. That was what I saw on TV.
Recently you saw on TV?
Yeah. Her State
address.
Of the Union. Not the
her
address,
State of the
but
Union.
Yeah, that she had.
Okay,
I didn't
so let me
see
just...
this. I wish I had, but I didn't.
Okay, that's fair enough. So this is what I have. I recently saw on TV her address to the State Union. Is that correct?
Of the State of the City, yeah.
To the city?
Yeah.
Okay. To the city of Philadelphia, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so recently I saw on TV her addressing the city of Philadelphia.
Right.
Okay. Is there anything that anything else that you would like to add to your statement?
She has good ideas, and I'm looking forward to seeing if she can put these ideas to pass.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience.
And thank you for yours.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items. Get guns off the streets, hire more police officers, remove homeless encampments, foster small businesses and local jobs, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, invest in community development, support more affordable housing, improve public transportation, improve our schools and education, tackle the opioid crisis, improve the city's infrastructure, reduce juvenile crime.
The first two that you said, which were crime scepter and this is without the other, and police.
Okay, so I have get guns off the streets, hire more police officers.
Police officers, yep.
Okay, and reduce juvenile crime, is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And now here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy where 10 means that you strongly support it, 5 means that you neither support it nor oppose it, 0 means that you strongly oppose it. You may select any number between 0 and 10. Invest $100 million for commercial corridor, cleanup including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
5.
Add $25 million for grassroots, community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods affected by crime.
7.
Keep tax rates flat from Philadelphia taxpayers.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Yes.
From 0 to 9. 10, what do you choose?
9.
Okay. Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
9.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
8. Mm-hmm.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
Yes. 8.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Yes. 8.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
9.
Provide $100 million for treatment and tragic facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Yes. 8.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on recruiting all 25,000 city of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for the city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
That's a five.
Do you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Do they have agreed?
Excuse me?
Because I don't have a particular information. I don't particularly go against or for it.
Okay, that's no problem. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with
strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed, okay.
Yeah.
And how often would you say you watch, listen, or read about news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month?
Daily.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a friend, family, or friends, or family,
live
or
with family.
Someone else?
Live with family.
Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight?
No.
Lesbian or gay? Bisexual?
Straight.
And do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Nope.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Divorce.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. I have Philadelphia Daily News, X or Twitter, TikTok, Fox News, local news stations, Philadelphia Inquirer, YouTube, NPR, WHYY, Washington Post, CNN, Power 99, New York Times, Facebook.
It's funny that you have those on there.
I have Philadelphia Daily News. Excuse me?
For the news? TV, television news, and you have CNN on there.
Local news stations?
No, CNN.
CNN, okay.
Or MSNBC.
MSNBC, okay. What about Fox News, Twitter, YouTube, local news stations? No?
TikTok sometimes. TikTok to get, I know what to look for. Or the other stations.
Okay, okay. And thank you very much. My last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000 a month?
No.
$25,000 to $35,000 a month? 35?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.